Egyptians began voting freely today for the first time to pick their president in a wide-open election. The poll pits Islamists against men who served under deposed leader Hosni Mubarak. The contest is a novelty for a nation where elections during the 30-year rule of Mubarak were thinly attended, and in which the result was a foregone conclusion. This time, many of Egypt's 50 million voters were already queuing before polling stations opened at 8 a.m. local time. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Father Rafik Graish, the chief press spokesman for the Greek Melkite Catholic Church in Cairo, about what this election means for Christians in the country.
These elections are being called milestone elections in Egypt. Tell me, is there a sense of excitement among the people that they have now, for the first time in many years, the chance to vote for a number of candidates?
Yes, now you are talking to me. The office polls are opened already from 2 hours and a half, and there are many. It's already very crowded. Many people are going for the elections. The Egyptians are enthusiastic to go to elect for the first time their president. And they have now, like they say in French, the embarras du choix, 13. Candidates are in front of them with their programs and with their promises, and now everyone has to choose one of them.
Are there election monitors in place?
Yes, there are Egyptian monitors, four big societies for monitoring elections, and there are always foreigners. One of them, the late President Carter, and his team is already on the ground from 1 week ago.
Just looking from these elections from a Christian point of view, could you talk to us about the Christian candidates that will be going forward in these elections?
Yes. Now, as I said, there is 13 candidates for presenting themselves for the elections. 13 from the candidates are four from the Islamic group. And this Islamic group, these four, they are more tended to be more fundamentalists, and they want to apply Sharia, the full Sharia in the real sense of the words. And that is what fears the Christians, because if we have a president who is coming from this background, plus the parliament and a government that would apply the Sharia law, it threatens really the Christian community. That is why they mostly are going to other three candidates, which are liberal or less, if you want, left stuff for applying Sharia.
I mean, it's been a difficult year for Christians. There were such hopes after the Arab Spring and, of course, after Mubarak, that things for Christians would get better, but it wasn't necessarily that was the case. I mean, are there a lot of hopes riding for Christians and for everyone that things in the country will get better?
The Arabs hijacked by the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists. And that is why we have now, as I said, four candidates from this Islamic group, which are not very tolerant, especially towards the Christians. Although the election promises are always something else. Now we are on the edge. If it's all white or black, if we have a president who is liberal and he will apply what he promised to give the Christians the rights of building the churches, the rights of having the civic law, I mean the law for the family, and not to have discrimination between Muslims and Christians, it will be good. If not, it will be a very hard time.
Talking about Egypt in general, is there hopes that a presidential this election will bring kind of new ideas to Egypt, maybe a new investment, things like that, to the country?
If a liberal one of the liberal candidates would be elected, I think Egypt will be booming. But all the other candidates who are from the Islamist Party or from the other group, especially those who are all communists and things like that, it will be very difficult.
On a final note, I talked at the beginning about it being a milestone election, and the fact that people can vote must be a great thing for them.
Yes, the people are very happy to do their duty as citizens. And we already experienced that at the time of the referendum in March 2011, and also in the parliamentary elections that happened at the end of last year, of 2011 also, and which we had a parliament for the first time, a real parliament elected by the people. Those who have the right to vote are nearly 51 million Egyptians. The Christians that have the right to vote are around 5 million Christians. So I hope that everyone will go today to the polls. It's already this morning. I'm seeing on television and monitoring the people who are coming and going. It is really crowded, and all the people are really going to their polls.